From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. It's Friday, January 24th. Coming up, we'll learn how new concerns over cancer and alcohol suggest even moderate drinking increases risk. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Champaign County board members voted to pause all carbon sequestration projects in the county for 12 months. IPM student reporter Sam Rink has more from last night's county board meeting.
The meeting was standing room only as community members eagerly shared concerns about possible contamination to the Mahomet Aquifer, which supplies water to roughly 1 million East Central Illinois residents. Last year, Decatur experienced two instances of leaks at a carbon sequestration site run by ADM, leading to a push for stricter regulations and even bans on the technology. Andrew Rain with Prairie Rivers Network told IPM the potential environmental benefits of carbon sequestration are vastly outweighed by the risks.
It doesn't seem like a risk that makes sense to take, and so we're looking for a ban to simply say, all right, not here.
Last October, a bipartisan group of lawmakers signed on to a bill that would ban carbon sequestration under all sole-source aquifers in Illinois. Environmental advocates hope the measure passes this legislative session. I'm Sam Rink, IPM News.
University of Illinois tuition is going up, more than it has for a decade. The Board of Trustees voted yesterday to increase in-state tuition at its Urbana and Chicago campuses by 2.2% next fall. Springfield campus tuition will go up by 2%. Ramon Cepeda has been a trustee through 7 years of in-state tuition freezes and 3 years of smaller increases. He says that has put a lot of pressure on administrators.
We need to put it into perspective because it was not an easy thing. I think in one of those years, I think it was 2016, there was a budget impasse at the state. We didn't receive any funds that year from the state, and so made it even more difficult, yet we still held to that line.
Tuition for undergraduates from other states and countries will go up about 4%. The increases will only affect incoming students. Undergraduates at the U of I are guaranteed the same tuition for 4 years. Immigrant rights groups are preparing for if and when President Trump makes good on his promise to conduct raids in Chicago. Michael Puente reports.
Ana Guajardo is the director of Centro de Trabajadores Unidos on the city's far southeast side. She says Trump will say a lot of things to scare people, but it's important not just to react.
We can't always be on the defense either. We have to be on the offense, which is why we're preparing ourselves to do the Know Your Rights training, talking to as many folks who are willing to receive the information and educate our community because we have rights. Regardless of what our legal status is, we have the right to be in this country just like anyone else.
Guajardo says her office is a safe space for migrants and she will not cooperate with ICE officials.
The number 17 overall Fighting Illini men's basketball team lost last night at home, while the women's team won on the road. IPM's Colin Highslope has more.
The Illini men's team lost their second game in a row as Maryland defeated them by 21 points. The Illini women's team defeated the Northwestern Wildcats by 25 points to improve their record to 14-5. The men's team now has an overall record of 13-6, and are 5-4 in Big Ten conference play. The men's team plays at home next against Northwestern on Sunday at 2 p.m. The women's team plays at home next against Purdue on Monday at 7:30 p.m. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn how new concerns over cancer and alcohol suggest even moderate drinking increases risk. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, sunny with a high of 23 degrees and a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 18 degrees, south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 37 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 20 degrees, a northwest wind 10 miles per hour, and for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 30 degrees and a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, our Friday Week in Review. We'll talk about how Illinois leaders are reacting to the first days of the Trump administration, Plus, the 39th Annual Illinois Snow Sculpting Competition is underway this week in Rockford. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. How much is too much when it comes to drinking alcohol? A new federal analysis released just a few weeks ago raises concerns that even one drink a day increases your risk of cancer. That comes after a separate advisory by the U.S. Surgeon General, who said beverages should come with a label that warned consumers of a cancer risk. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports.
Lana Snyder sips on a quirk at Single Speed Brewery in Des Moines, Iowa.
It's a seltzer that they have here. It's one of my favorites that I have every twice a week.
She's the coach of a local running club. The group's semi-weekly runs always ends with this treat, a token for a free drink at the local brewery.
Like, we do enough running and we do enough other activities, and like one or two drinks doesn't seem to be a big factor health-wise.
U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy seems to disagree. Just days into the new year, Murthy issued new guidance that grabbed headlines. He called for an update on the warning labels on alcohol, directly addressing its link to cancer. The growing body of research supporting alcohol as a carcinogen is something that's not well known by the public. It's even taken experts like Michael Henry by surprise. He's the deputy director of the Holden Cancer Center at University of Iowa Healthcare.
For me personally, it was a revelation about the strength of the data. I had no idea how strong it was before I looked at it.
Henry says that the more you drink, the greater your risk is. That's because he says alcohol is converted into aldehyde when it enters the body. Research shows this chemical can damage the DNA in your cells.
It's very well established that cancer is a genetic disease that is driven by accumulation of mutations in disease, and often that occurs over a lifetime.
Cancer is just part of a long list of health issues linked to alcohol. The World Health Organization says it plays a role in more than 200 diseases, injuries, and health conditions, including liver and heart diseases, and even mental health issues like depression.
There is this emerging consensus that there really aren't any health benefits of drinking alcohol.
That's Paul Gilbert. He's an associate professor at the University of Iowa College of Public Health. Gilbert says people may remember the widely cited studies that found drinking red wine in moderation improves heart health. He says experts now say these studies might be flawed.
They weren't done quite as well, quite as rigorously as we would do today. So it kind of casts some doubt on those findings.
But not everyone agrees. The National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine released a controversial evidence review last month that found moderate drinking could be linked to some cardiovascular health benefits. The review is expected to influence the updated U.S. dietary guidelines coming out this year. Current guidelines recommend no more than 2 drinks per day for men, 1 for women. But federal data show many Midwesterners already exceed that. And recent trends suggest drinking among some groups, like women, are increasing. This could affect breast cancer rates years down the road, Gilbert says.
This could be an effect that we don't fully see for, you know, 1, 2, 3 more decades from now, knowing that, you know, cancers don't just pop up spontaneously.
But Gilbert says social patterns tend to shift slowly. He expects this to be the case for alcohol, as it was for smoking. And he says while it's possible drinking alcohol may have no health benefits, there are often social benefits surrounding its use. Back at Single Speed Brewery, Eric Schmidt says he enjoys hanging out with his running group. He says he often grabs a beer, but tonight he's drinking a non-alcoholic IPA. He says over the past year, he's cut back on alcohol. He says he feels better without it.
I enjoy sleeping a little bit better. I wear my watch to bed, and that monitors your sleep, and I actually do notice a difference.
Schmidt says he's not very concerned about long-term health risks tied to alcohol use, like cancer, but says he's just getting more motivated to be healthier as he grows older. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFYI in Indianapolis. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Sam Rink, Emily Hayes, Michael Puente, Colin Highslope, and Natalie Krebs. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.